Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
I don't believe in cursing, and in fact, I'm going to go this entire episode without saying one swears.
All right.
Holding you to that.
I believe it.
I don't.
It'll be A-okay.
Hush up now, son. Daddy gonna talk for a minute. No, that's not gonna happen. Hello! Welcome to another Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, the Survivor Podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network. This week it is the return of the Sleepy Boys, as Nick, that's me, is very, very tired, and Andy, that is you, say something.
Hey, yeah, my daughter had a nightmare last night, I think, so she was up for 3 hours in the middle of the night. That was great.
Yeah, I did that. I psychically inserted a nightmare into her brain.
Stop it.
My rival.
A conception?
Yeah, essentially. And that's Brian. He seems to be A-okay, partner.
He's the one who should be hosting, then, if we're both fucking...
No, it's good. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. It's and good, hey, you know what? I didn't talk about boats once, so... We're already doing better than last week.
Scooters?
Scooters, cutters, clippers, mainsails, topsails, yachts, galleons. I used to know so many more boat types. It's not important. It is not important. It's because I play so many video games, and they have to come up with different names of different ships and different classes, but they don't realize that class only refers to... Alright, this is my one ship tangent for the day. Class doesn't refer to, like, oh, that's a battleship class. It's like, no. All of the ships made in the same congressional order are a class. So when they say put in an order for, like, we need 4 battleships, those 4 will be designed to the same specifications because they're just going to copy and paste. And then those will become one battleship class. And then they usually have, like, some themed name. Like, in the UK for a while, it was that class would be flowers or cities or whatever. So there you go. You learned a little something. Anyway.
You know, I could definitely name way more classes of Star Trek ships than I could real ships.
Oh, for sure. They have the one with one dish. They have the one with 2 dishes.
Those aren't even real.
Yeah. Did you know NASA has taken the design of one sci-fi show's, like, ship and has asked for permission to make it if they ever go into space. Do you know what that show was?
Farscape.
No.
Andromeda.
No.
Starcade?
Nope. It was the Star Fury from Babylon 5.
You know, Stargate is probably one of the more accurate ones. It would probably look more like that than anything else.
Yeah, well, you know what? They went with Star Fury, so shut the fuck up and let's talk about Survivor. And I already broke my rule. Well, you know what? You just you bring the Irish in me out, Andy, and I can't control it with this undeniable rage. Much like when Mike went down to the ocean this time and said, "You know what, you guys?" And this is me now doing an impression. I'm not talking my normal sleepy boy Nick voice right now. I'm doing my Mike impression. He says, "You know what, guys? If you double cross me, I will kill you." Which was the most polite...
Hey, he said, if you're playing me, okay, get it right.
You know, Brian, I've had it up to here. You can't tell, but I've got my hand up to my forehead like I'm saluting, like someone who doesn't know how an actual salute works. I've had it up to here with your attitude tonight. Not really. You know I love you.
I was really surprised to see Mike drop a couple curse words out there in the sea, because he seems like such a calm guy all the time.
It was just that he was threatening him. I was surprised about it.
Yeah. He said it afterwards,
like,
too.
End you.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that is unusually forceful, but at the same time, very mild-mannered in the way that it was delivered. He was kind of like Gus Fring. I've been watching Breaking Bad.
I kind of wish, now, in retrospect, as he was getting up from the place with Lauren and Ben, if he was like, well, am I going to have to cut a bitch when he gets up and goes out to the ocean? Because, like, now I just see him as, like, some kind of gangster.
He is good.
Maybe his penis doctor practice is just a front.
nah, he doesn't need it. He makes enough money that way. But this episode, though, started in a really interesting way because they relive all of the events from the previous episode, as they always do. That's why it's called an episode recap. And then, just as they're talking about, oh, and then Patrick was gone, they immediately cut, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, great, then we're going to see the aftermath where they talk about this. No. There was nothing to talk about, evidently. They just went straight to the reward challenge and travel shuffle.
Well, it might be something that they're dealing with Patrick and his personality. I don't know if you guys could tell from last week, but he was really sore about getting voted out. Well, and in the last week, he has gone on tirade after tirade on his Twitter and Instagram against Allie, like just talking all kinds of shit in a very not good way. And there was even, he was like crazy and raving. He did an Instagram live video while he was driving about how much he hates her and how she's such a backstabbing, terrible person. And like in the video, you can see him running red lights. Like it's been like months now since this happened, dude. You're like the third person out. You gotta let go.
Wow. Also, okay, he should know better. Like even if it was her that backstabbed him or whatever he's saying she did, a super translucent white guy yelling about a woman of color on the internet, it's not a good look, man.
Well, and I think his rants are like, his rants are of the variety of the people who are playing now don't deserve to be there. I deserve to, you know, like the whole, I would have been a great player. I should have been there. I should be there now. I should be doing all these great things. Like he had the sense going into it that he deserved to make the merge and deserved to win. Or, like, the people that are there don't deserve it. But, you know, they voted you out, so they do deserve it, and you don't.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you thought. Doesn't matter how strong you were or how prepared you were. You lost.
This is a question for you. This is a question I ask myself 95 times a day when I see something that makes no sense. I just say, but why, though? Like,
yeah.
You think you deserve to be in the end and the other people don't? All right. But, I mean, why? Why, so though?
My guess is that they probably did film a lot of stuff about him getting voted out, and they probably just decided to ixnay it. Like, don't even give him the screen time. Don't even bring him into it. Because they did a similar thing for Will. When Will got voted out, he stopped showing up at all on the previously on stuff. He's, you know, they went straight. You know, like, it was not a thing.
Will.
Like, he was a piece of shit, and we're moving on.
Oh, him. The dead so fish, like, man.
A piece of shit, so we're moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, good for them. You're right that they've moved on. They moved on to shuffling up the tribes. We should probably talk about that.
Yeah, I like that they kept going back to three instead of two. I thought for sure they were going to two, but I guess they wanted to do, what, seven and eight? Because they have 15? Yeah.
Seven and eight.
So seven and eight, or seven and seven with a tribe of one. Exile Island.
They've done that.
Yeah.
They've done that, and I really like that. I mean, it puts that one person behind on the eight ball. But if they give them something cool, like, they're not shy about giving out legacy advantages or other secret advantages or, you know, one-use-only immunity idols, things like that. They've been doing that a little bit this season. I could see them doing it again if they put someone on an exile island or just stuck them wherever for 24 hours to get them to the tribal council.
Yeah, and I think this works out, I think, mostly because the healers hadn't lost at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go two more and say, was it not Soko Yawa? No, not Yawa. Oh, God, what's
you're
the
stupid
blue
tribe
name?
You're just making up words now. Those don't really exist.
If Levu loses again, then they'll have three people on their tribe. And you could then shuffle up again. I think what they're hoping for is that you lose a couple more former healers and they get, you know, you kind of even it out going into the merge. I think they don't want a big group in the merge from the original tribes. So I think that's what they're hoping for here. And the worst thing that happens is, you know, it doesn't happen. And in two episodes, you just do it again until you get down to 10.
I can see that.
She has a little flexibility for that.
See, this is why I think, like we were talking last season, about whether they do it dynamically or not. And I seriously think they do, because they keep going, damn it, none of the healers have lost yet. We need to do something about this.
Yeah,
and then
so.
It still didn't work, because they're all still there. But
yeah.
They're also there, despite but now they're broken efforts. Up and spread throughout three tribes. Actually, I was really impressed, because normally when there's a shuffle like this, well, maybe not always, but normally I can recall more times than not where the actual shift in the tribe wasn't that big. But this was a really good blend. Like, you had one tribe of three healers, one hero, one hustler, and then the others were 2-2-1, 2-2-1. That's a good... Wait. Math is hard. You know what I mean, though. Those are the general breakdowns. Yeah. I don't know which tribe came from what. But regardless, those are... That's a good breakdown to have. That's a very successful shuffle. And then in the credit of these players, they realized, all right, yeah, we need to get rid of healers, but we should probably get rid of crazy first.
Well, no, I think if it hadn't been for Joe's idol, they would have. I mean, that's two for one, right? They would have gotten rid of a crazy healer.
Yeah,
they would have been able to get Joe out.
This is true.
Actually, man, he's a fucking sleazebag.
He is. We'll get to that, but I was going to say that from the moment they did the reward challenge, when I saw... Wait, was it the reward challenge? That was the one where they had to spell out heroes and villains and whatever, right?
Yes, that was the reward. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I get it mixed up with the immunity. But from the moment that I saw that, and I saw that Alan was doing the same thing that Patrick did last week, where he was just throwing over and over and over and missing and missing and missing, and someone says to him, "You want to tag out?" He's like, "Nah, I got this." And then they lose. I knew, all right, he's the one who goes home tonight.
And but that had absolutely nothing to do with why he got voted out.
It didn't hurt. Like, no, anytime you muscle your way through a challenge like that and fail, your days are numbered. Now, you're right. It certainly didn't help that he blew up again with the whole just screaming and yelling after the fact back at camp, but... And then the idol, that also didn't hurt.
That had nothing to do with it either.
That's why Joe wanted him out.
Well, I mean, no, the screaming and yelling was because... Wasn't that... Are you talking about when Joe confronted Camp and was like, "So, let's talk about it."
Yeah.
And I was like, "You fucking kidding me right now, bro?"
Yeah.
Like, you want to just talk about this in front of everyone like this? Is that what you're referencing?
Yes.
Yeah, I think... Joe came out with an aggressive stance, and I think Alan's somebody who also doesn't mind taking an aggressive stance. And I think in Survivor, a lot of people shy away from the aggressive stance because they know it's not in the best interest of their game. But we've already seen Alan say, "Fuck it." And Joe's aggressive stance was calculated, and Alan just isn't going to back down. But I don't think it hurt him. I think those lines were drawn. I think if it hadn't been for the idol, it would have been Joe.
Well, definitely. Well, no, it would have been a tie if it wasn't for the idol. It was Jessica's fault that it wasn't Joe.
So I wonder how that would have worked, because ties are back in, so they would have revoted. On the revote, would he have gotten a vote? No, huh?
Probably not. Which means he would have had to pull Jessica. A rock, too.
Yeah. Wow, that was... Jessica completely fucked three people with that move. That was a pretty good move.
Did she know that's what it does?
She had to have, you know.
She did, right?
She was reading it. You know, it was like, you know, like four pages, and it only showed her reading like two sentences.
I think it did. I think I remember confused when she read the contingency, like you can give it to somebody on the other tribe, and then they won't be able to. I think I remember her reading that whole thing and being like, "Wait, she read that wrong."
Yeah, right. That's what I thought at first. I'm like, "Wait, did that just say what I thought it did?"
Like, yeah. No, I think you're right, because I remember when. Who was it, Devin? When Devin read it, I was like, "Well, I didn't expect that to happen at all." And I thought about it, and I was like, "Oh, okay, that's what she said." So yeah, I think she knew she was screwing someone over because he was. What tribe was he on originally?
He was on Hustlers.
What tribe was she on? Jessica's a healer, right?
Yeah, Jessica's a healer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think she was just trying to screw over
Jessica and Cole sitting in a tree.
Yeah, that's why she gave it to Devin, because she knew it was going to stop him from voting, so he couldn't vote out her healer buddies.
Hmm. Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking.
I think she identified him as a swing vote, which is smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica's not dumb.
She finally did something smart. I want to point out, okay. Rourke was the healer that was by herself on the other tribe, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Rourke. Yeah, because apparently she didn't figure that shit out, because after that, she's like, "Well, now I'm the lone healer." I'm like, "Can you do math? There's five of you. They're not going to make it so that the next time they have to vote, it's 2 versus 2. They're going to make it so it's 3 versus 1. Obviously, you're going to have to pick one of them to vote with. They're not going to vote you out, dummy.
Yeah, well, it's still... But that's what I was saying last week. It's going to be interesting how the healers adapt to being switched up because they haven't had to play the game till now. None of them have had to. So her head's just not in it, I think, the way other people are. But yeah, I don't know if Jessica's smart because she trusted Cole the second week in a row with some information. And he's just like, God, I'm immediately going to turn around and tell other people.
Yes, but that was stupid.
She gets it now because she said he can't even keep a secret for a day.
And she was tearing up because her heart had been broken.
I know. That was so sweet. I was like, oh, girl, this is nothing.
No, it wasn't. It was pathetic. But anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate what Cole thinks he's doing. You know, he's like in Olive Branch. He's like going to one and say, hey, here's some information. Come be my friend. And going to Ben and saying, hey, Ben, here's some information. Be my friend. But really all he's doing is going like, hey, let's get this person out. Huh? 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 I don't think he realizes that's what he's really doing.
How do you not know? Like, you have a secret. Well, I should make sure that everyone in the tribe knows about it. What a dumb... Hey, seriously, think nobody was ever going to talk to anybody else about it? Come on.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah. Also, it's harder to
you
keep...
You don't think they're going to ask Mike?
It's harder to keep a secret when there's only 5 people in your tribe. When there's like 10 or 11, you're kind of like, all right, I'm just not going to tell anyone. But when there's...
Especially when you tell half of them.
Yeah, exactly. You tell one person, you've already told half the tribe when there's that few people. So, I don't know. Yeah, Cole, I don't think he's... Pretty sure he's not going to win. He'll probably last to the merge. But pretty sure he's not going to play a good enough game. Unless these people are all the kind where they like the social game. You know what I mean? Where they're like, oh, well, I just like this person. I want to give them $1 million. Then I could see him winning.
Yeah, I don't see this group being like that. I see some of them being like that, but not a lot of them. I see Chrissy kind of being like that, but I don't really see Mike being like that. I think Mike would want to see good gameplay. I think Mike's kind of detached from this game a little bit. I think Ben would want to see a couple of them. I think they're gamers, some of them. But yeah, there are a couple. I don't know. I think we'd go either way, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're just going to be like, you're a fucking idiot. It'll be interesting to see what Jessica does, too, next week. If she gets some more information, they're like, maybe I don't tell my ally.
Maybe I keep a secret.
Maybe I keep it all just for myself. Maybe I find a new friend and just have a boy toy over here.
What she should do is just make up something and tell him and see if he tells everyone.
Ooh, yeah, but that's tough, man. That's,
You gotta make up something that's like, believable.
And that's tough relationship territory too. Because if she's really into him, you don't test your partner like that. That's uncool. That's just a move you don't do.
Yeah.
And if she's seen him that way, then she can't do that. And yeah, you're right too. It has to be a smart lie because then if it does get out, it has to be something you want to have been true. Like it's information you're gonna want to get out. But you have to make it seem like you don't want it to get out. You have to pick your lie very carefully in that instance.
Ugh, that seems like so much work. Just don't do it.
But it could be like something that has nothing to do with the game. Just like, you know, something like I heard them say this, and so, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
something that won't affect the game at all. You need to test them.
But then, that's the thing. There has to be something Cole would want to tell people. Like if Jessica says, hey, Cole, you know, I'm a virgin. Cole's not going to like run around camp like, hey, Lauren, guess what?
I think he would. That's the point.
I don't think it's there.
She told.
Cole reminds me of a Labrador Retriever. Very big, very good to look at, kind of dumb.
I don't think he's that big. He's just Jessica's tiny. He's like average size.
No, he's cut. We'll say that for sure.
He's in shape. I'm not disputing that.
He is.
Who else?
I like my team of Beefcake.
What other dogs have we got in here? Alan reminds me of like a terrier that you find out on the street, just barking and yapping at whatever comes by. Mike is a basset hound.
Ben is a pit bull.
Yeah, I could see that. That especially works because he's a Marine. Wait, was he a Marine or was he an Army soldier? I think he said he was a Marine. And the bulldog
Looks like he'd be big and tough, but is actually super sweet.
Yeah. Joe. I don't think Joe's a dog at all. Wait. Joe's a cat. He's out for himself.
What would Chrissy be? Because Chrissy's the other person I think who is fucking stupid.
Oh, she would definitely be. She's also a retriever because, or one of those big some kind of dogs with the big lolling tongues that are just like
super cuddly,
super cuddly, and super happy to see you. Like when she was talking about
Saint Bernard.
Yeah, Saint Bernard. There you go. Oh, that fits her perfectly because she was also because Saint Bernards are caretaker dogs. They will take care of people, and she seems to want to take care of Ryan because he's like, you know what, Ryan's looking out for me. Everything's good.
Her response to it was like, wow, what did he see in me on the boat? He looked over and was like, what made him look over at me and feel a connection? Maybe I remind him of his mom. I'm like, no, he pitied you. He was like, you're an old person on a tribe of buff men. You're going to be fucked.
He saw you puke after the challenge that you lost. And he thought, yeah, that's the weak link. I better rescue that person.
He pitied you. That was the connection.
Yeah.
Oh, Chrissy.
Ryan. This was a good episode for me because Ryan was in it, but we didn't have a whole lot of him. Like, this episode was mainly focused on the, not shenanigans, the goings-on of the Blue Tribe. I don't remember the names of any of these tribes, so don't bother trying to. They'll be.
Lebu.
Sure. That's going to be gone out of my head in, like, 10 seconds.
It's on the screen. I mean.
Yeah, I don't read. I can't.
I just remember, it's like Leku, but with a V.
You guys, you don't understand. I don't read. I don't know how to read, okay? I've just faked it this entire time. All that stuff about boats, I would just hang out by the pier and listen to old sailors talk.
So, while we're talking about dumb people, is Joe dumb or is Joe actually kind of... Yes. I can't tell.
Oh, no, Joe's not too dumb. He's good at this game and he's smart. Yes. Smart enough. The thing is, you ever watch Big Lebowski?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember that line where it's like, you're not wrong, Walter, you're just an asshole. That's the thing. That's the thing with Joe in this. He's not wrong about what he's saying. He's just saying it in such a way that he's completely unsympathetic and it's impossible to root for him.
Yeah.
No, but that was really stupid what he did on the beach. Hey guys, we're going to talk about it right now. I'm voting for her.
No, that wasn't stupid. That was genius. Because he wants the target on his back. And I think he realizes that he's the bad guy of the tribe that he's on.
He did not want the target on his back. He didn't want to have to use his idol. He figured that out after that happened. He was like, fuck.
He said in a confessional, he's like, they're gunning for one of us. I need them to gun for me so I can get one of them out with my idol. Because he knew that there were three people to his two votes. He didn't count on Devin getting a thing that knocked out his vote.
But that's still stupid. Your strategy shouldn't be to, I want to use my idol. Your strategy should be, I want to not need to use my idol.
Yeah, but
and his strategy was dumb too, because I think Desi correctly identifies like, fuck bro, I'm here too.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I think it's dumb. The idea is not bad. Like, it's 2v2. If I get them to vote for me and I use my idol, then our votes are the ones that count, and then the 3-2 advantage doesn't matter, and then it's 2-2, and then from there we can figure shit out. So like, the idea is totally not bad. And if it's two of you and like Devin and Ashley, or Devin and Alan, like, cool, Devin, come over here, let's get the last one out. Like, it's easy to bring up the swing over there. But Desi's like, bro, they're going to think you have an idol. Like, they're going to see that big display as, oh, of course he wants us to vote for him, so then we'll vote for Desi instead.
Okay.
Which I think then, like, that turnaround's smart. But I think this is the reason I think Joe is dumb, is, like, he doesn't realize that he's a big enough sleazebag and a big enough asshole that nobody questioned that he was actually being that dick at camp. They were like, yeah, maybe one of them has an idol. But they didn't, like, think that he was being an asshole because he has an idol. They're like, oh, it's just Joe being an asshole because Joe's an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, but, and hear me out, it worked.
No, it did work. It did work, but I don't think it worked for the reason he thought it worked. Mm-hmm. I think it worked accidentally.
No, it worked because they were stupid for not voting Desi. That's what.
Yeah, but he was. So we saw at Tribal Council that he was reading them, or you know what I mean, like gauging their answers, and that's why he said, you know, I read it on you that you were voting for me. I mean, it's easy with the benefit of hindsight to say, oh well, if he had seen her do something else, was it Jessica? No, not Jessica. Ashley. If he had seen Ashley respond in another way somehow, he would have played it for Desi.
You know what? Doing one thing correctly because you read somebody's reaction doesn't equal your intelligent. I'm sorry.
Doesn't equal your dumb.
Here's another, he was dumb. The way he tried to get Cole on his side. Because it would be, you know, it was really obvious for the reason I explained about Rourke earlier. Like, why the hell would they want to vote him out? That would be stupid. It was really obvious he was lying about that.
Well, I don't think it's just that he was. It's obvious he was lying. I think it's the. It's that he's not like Devin said. It felt like a car salesman. Like, he's a slimy, douchey guy. He's a sleazebag.
The real issue with him is that he's trying to rustle it. And wait, rustle is actually a word. He's trying to be like Russell Hance.
He's trying to enhance it.
Yeah, that works better. He's trying to enhance it. Yeah. He's trying to enhance his game. But that's the thing. It's like we've seen empirically 3 times so far that playing like Russell doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think he's playing himself into a second place position, but that's about as far as... That's the best he can hope for.
No, he's not. He's playing himself into the merge, because once there's a whole big group of people that he's being an asshole to, they're going to vote him out.
Yeah, because there's people on Healers who don't like him. Now there's people on Hustlers who don't like him, and people on Healers, like, once he gets off, he's been playing like a dick with the protection of the fact that he has an idol. Now that he doesn't have an idol, he can't play like that.
Yeah.
And that's his whole game at this point. And you can't pivot from that position.
And he doesn't have the numbers. He's 2v2 now.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm not a fan of him either. Don't get me wrong. I'm just...
No, I think he... Russell's a good analogy. He's trying to be like Russell Hance. But I think he's not... Like you're saying, he's not doing it well enough. I think he's not even second place. I think he's... You put yourself in a corner. Like, Russell at this point was a bully within his own alliance. He wasn't a bully out of it yet. Anyway, fuck Joe.
I want a season... I guess it wouldn't really work. I was going to say, I want a season where there isn't a Joe-type player. But that just would be that entertaining. When you just have everyone getting along and it's, oh, good job, good game. You won fair and square. I guess you do need that kind of a person who's going to stir... I caught myself. Who's going to stir the pot?
Too late. You said fuck like right at the beginning.
Yeah, I did, but that doesn't mean I'm... And I said asshole a little bit ago. That doesn't mean... That doesn't mean you just give up.
It all depends on how you do it. Like, I do not mind somebody who stirs the pot. I love the shit out of Sandra, who will stir shit up again, like... Like, she does a great job of that. I don't mind people who stir shit up, but you gotta do it in a way that's not... An asshole. Like,
what are you talking about? Sandra was totally an asshole.
Yeah, she was. The queen.
But, like, not...
Put some not respect on that name. Way.
I don't know. It did not come off like this at all. There's something about... I don't know. He's just a sleazebag. He comes off slimy and terrible. And you don't have to have that quality to be the asshole. I think that's what it... Like, I don't mind having an asshole on the show. I just hate when there's, like, a slimy...
I want a season of just big assholes like this. That would be
that would
just be dumpster fire.
I would hate every minute of it. There would be no one I was rooting for.
Abby Maria. I love her. She's one of my low-key favorites.
She's gonna have one. There's gonna be a season with Abby and Rodney and this Joe and Russell and I don't know, some other assholes.
Some other famous jerks of days gone by.
Yeah.
Then they'll put Rupert in there just so he can be the good guy. Although the thing is, Rupert's kind of a jerk, too.
Yeah.
What?
in the way, like, I'm the hero complex jerk. I don't know. I'm a gangster, but it's fine.
He's coach, but without the weirdness that... Is that fair? No, I feel like I'm actually... See, that's the thing. When I compare Rupert to Coach, I feel like I'm doing Coach a disservice. Like, Coach was a genuine person. Rupert seems like, I want to be the hero. Whereas Coach is like, I'm just so much better than everyone and so much more enlightened, and I want to make everyone else as great as me.
I really want assholes versus weirdos. Coach, Spies Are Us.
I'd be down for weirdos. Weirdos are my bag of tricks.
People like that. I love
it. You know what? I'm going to be honest. For a while there, when you said Coach, the first thing I thought of was Craig T. Nelson, and I'm like, why would he be in there?
Him and Jerry Van Dyke and Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Dauber played SpongeBob, Dauber played Patrick. I don't know his real name, though.
I don't know any of those names.
I like Dauber less now. He just ruined it. Anyway.
Whatever, dude.
I don't know these things.
Tom Kenny plays SpongeBob. Tom Kenny plays everyone.
Okay.
I don't know who Tom Kenny is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Doesn't matter. You guys suck. Anyway. I hate to say it because we're only a half hour in, but is there anything more to say about the actual episode?
No,
not really much happened in this episode, honestly.
I'll say, though, the tribal council, for some, like, I already knew going into it, Alan. See, I can't remember his name. I already knew going into it that Alan was going to be gone. It turned out to be more entertaining than I thought it would be.
But you know what I would say about the hidden advantage this time? This was much better than the first one with the idol, because this one was guaranteed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's the thing. So there is some hullabaloo online that Devin's play was the same as what Chrissy did, and just sit on it, because it's not necessary. Going into this, you know it's 3-2, right?
Yeah, but he didn't have a chance. He didn't know what it was. It said don't. But he didn't know what it said.
But that's the thing, is no matter what you think it is, you don't need it. It's 3-2.
How do you know? They knew there was an idol. For all he know, it said this cancels out somebody's idol. You don't know.
So the big hullabaloo is you know it's 3-2. No matter what it does, it doesn't change the numbers. It doesn't change the fact that you have the advantage, right?
You're on the side that's
going to win.
He may not have had a choice. It said read this at tribal council.
Yeah, so Jeff came out and said, like, you don't have a choice. and he said that it would have been the right play anyway, because you don't know what it is. And I think he said exactly what you did, Brian. He's like, you just play it.
I mean, if you have something cool,
advantage, you do it.
Like, Chrissy, in the first episode, she knew what it did, and she consciously chose to not play it because it didn't matter. But, no, not Ryan. Devin didn't have that choice. It was, here's the thing, it could save your life. I will play it.
So this gets into the other discussion I want to have about fantasy implications for that advantage, because in our fantasy this season, and the last season I think we implemented it, if you discover or acquire an advantage, and then if you play the advantage, you get points. Now, since this is markedly a disadvantage...
I want to contest those 2 points you gave yourself. I let you have the playing it, because like you said, he didn't have to play it. But he didn't secure an advantage, because it wasn't an advantage for him. It was an advantage for Jessica.
Yeah, I would actually say that Jessica should get points for finding the thing, and then nobody else should get any points for it.
But nobody has her, so it doesn't matter.
Then I should take points away from you, Brian, because you got points for Chrissy in episode 1 when she secured the idol from Ryan.
No, but that was actually an advantage for her.
Yeah.
This is not an advantage for Devin.
No,
okay, because you started out saying that because he didn't get it, because it was given to him.
No, not because it was given to him, because it was not an advantage for him.
Okay, right. Clear. It's kind of like, remember...
I said, I still want you to have the 1 point for playing it, though.
Okay.
No, I don't even think about that, because think about two seasons ago, when Dan had that extra vote. No, wait, shoot. Who had... Oh, Steven. Steven Fishbach had the I get to steal someone's vote advantage.
Yeah.
If he used that to steal somebody's vote, you wouldn't give a point to the person who had their vote stolen. Like, he got a penalty played on him, in this case, Devin. He had a penalty played on him. That doesn't, he doesn't get points for that, as far as I'm concerned.
No, okay, so it's different, because he chose to play it. He could have kept it in his pocket.
Like, I don't think he had a choice. It said, read this before votes are cast.
It didn't say read this. No, it said, don't read this until then. It didn't say you have to.
What? That's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's, no.
He's going to said nothing, and Jeff was going to go tell whoever to go vote.
I don't think so.
Oh, let me look at that.
Because Jeff looked pretty surprised when he was like, wait, hold on.
Because Jeff doesn't know what happens on a beach.
Yeah, he does. He has to know so that he can ask them the right questions to piss them all, you know, make them pissed off at each other.
Here we go. Entertainment Weekly. Jeff says he had to play, but I don't know if that meant strategically or had to.
We are constitutional originalists on this show on Outwit Outplay Outcast. If the text says he has to play it, then he has to play it.
Here's the ruling from Jeff Probst. This is the season of secrets. The idea is to add another layer of the game. The original note was an advantage. Jessica could block a vote. That's an advantage. The second layer was, if she did not go to tribal, she could block a vote of someone who was going to tribal. This is where it gets really fun. A secret advantage shows up in Devin's bag, revenge in air quotes. Anyone would assume it's a good thing, and that's what Devin assumed, but it's all about perspective. She wisely wanted to protect her own and disrupt the others. The note here, Jeff goes on, the note very clearly instructs the player on when and what to do, so it's unlikely he would have had that issue of not playing it. Survivor has been very lucky to have maintained an integrity within the game. So he's not saying, Jeff does not say that he had to.
Yeah.
But that from an ideological point of view, you have an advantage in your bag, you play it. Like,
theological?
It says secret, it's, not theological. What did I mean? I don't know.
Philosophical?
Ideological?
I thought I said ideological.
You said theology.
Theology. It says in the Bible, you will always play every advantage.
Always play the secret advantage.
Jesus. Augustine of Tarsus says, all right, fine, whatever, take your point. But yeah, whatever. Your point.
So he's winning either way. It's
but not by much. Okay, yeah. All right, so then I will make that adjustment in the scoring here. That makes him 4 points on the day. Okay.
See? Damn bets make a big difference.
Yeah, you'd be completely out of this game without him.
Yeah. It's not true. I would be, like, right where Nick is without him.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I'm not out of this yet. My dream team of Rourke, Mike, and Allie is going to get me real, real far.
Maybe. I honestly believe Mike's long in the game, and Allie I really like too. Would you be willing to trade Allie?
No, I like Allie.
Not for Cole?
No, Cole is...
Mr. Olive, Cole Olive Branch?
Because you're about to drop Cole.
Nah. All right. So should we just roll right into fantasy then?
Yep.
All right. So we've got our bets on the board. We got to drop a buff bet. We each picked an episode, and if that's the episode when Jeff says drop your buffs, you get points. I get points because I said episode 4, so I'm going to get 3 points for that bet. We have another bet ongoing for map forgetfulness. Will a map matter or not? I say yes, Brandon Nick say no. If you ever want to check out our bets, go to outplayoutcast.com. On the left, it says Fantasy Rules. If you click on that, it has our current scoring system and our rules and our bets, all that kind of stuff. So go there. And I'm just going to go straight into players and points, and I'm not going to do the whole breakdown like I used to do. So, Brian, you came into the week with 25 points in the lead cushy. You got 1 point from Ryan, 3 from Desi, 1 from Chrissy. That adds 5 to your 25 to give you 30. I was in second. I had 23. I got 1 from JP, 2 from Cole, and 4 from Devin, and 3 from the bet that I won. So that adds 10 to my 23, giving me 33. Nick, you came in the week with 17. You got 1 from Rourke, 2 from Mike, and 1 from Allie. 4 onto your 17 gives you 21. Nobody lost a player, so the waiver wire is just straight up for the person in last. Nick, you got Rourke, Mike, and Allie. No adds drops?
I think you mean I've got the dream team.
Yeah, let's see. What's on the bench here? Ashley Alan Allen's not on the bench anymore. Ashley, Joe, Lauren, Ben, and Jessica the Virgin. Don't want anything?
I already told you, I got the dream team. Why would I want to get rid of... why would I want to get rid of Scottie Pippen, of Michael Jordan, and Hakeem Olajuwon? No, he's from Nigeria. Who is the other one?
Boris.
Larry Bird was on that dream team. There we go. Like my Larry Bird. Mike is my Larry Bird.
Oh, God. Sure. Brian, you are in second. You were in first, but I have dethroned you. You have Ryan, Desi, and Chrissy. Any edge drops?
Well, I kind of want Ben, but I don't want to get rid of anyone. Is it just me? Did they switch out Desi at some point? Because she looked like totally different this episode than she did in the other ones.
No, we just haven't seen much of her because they haven't lost anything.
Well, I swear, I'm telling you, it's a different person. They switched her out, and they thought we wouldn't notice that I noticed.
Do you want to keep her?
No, yeah, I'm still keeping her.
I mean, because now it's her and Joe running that camp, so...
That's not... It's two versus two. She's not running anything.
It's two versus one and one.
No, it's not. Did you see the next episode where they're like, we're best friends now?
Yeah, she can get with them and vote off, hey, the Joe guy's an asshole, am I right, guys?
Exactly.
That might be the move to make. All right, I have JP, Cole, and Devin. JP doesn't really do anything. Cole is a dumbass. Devin's all right. I kind of like Devin. I've been wanting to drop JP for a while, and I've been wanting to drop Cole for about 4 hours now since I watched that episode a little while ago. I am definitely going to drop... Oh, do I want to drop Cole, though? I'm going to drop JP. Are we going to drop JP?
You're dropping JP?
I'm confused.
I want to drop JP because he doesn't do anything. He's too quiet, and I think he's just going to be... There's going to be kind of time when they don't have anybody to vote for. They don't have any better choice. So they're going to vote for JP because nobody especially likes him, and nobody especially dislikes
him. One person does.
Yeah, okay. Actually. That's true. I think when they lose a challenge, they're gonna be like, you know, JP's just a guy. He's just a guy, and he's just there. God, I don't know. Cole, I would want to get rid of because he just blabs his mouth, and I think as soon as they lose, I don't know if he's. I don't want you to get Ben. I want Ben.
I think whoever next loses a person is getting Ben. Is pretty much what's happening.
I mean, I can always Nick, drop Rourke for Ben. I'm not going to, but I could.
Nick, do you like JP a lot? It sounds like you like JP. Would you be willing to trade JP for Allie or Mike?
No, because you're going to drop him. Then I'll just drop Rourke and pick him up.
Well, then I'll keep him. All right, fine. I'll stay.
I like Rourke, but I'm cheering for her. Don't get me wrong, but it's like I would like points.
Got to do something. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll stay where I am. JP, Cole, and Devin.
So yeah, whoever loses a person next week is taking Ben. It's pretty clear.
Maybe. I also really like Jessica. I think Jessica's going to learn from her mistakes working with Cole, and I think she's going to play smarter.
I think I would take Ashley over Ben.
I like Jessica. I think Jessica would be something. If Jessica's there at the merge, I want her. I'm going to put it that way.
I would take Ashley over Ben because I have a friend named Ashley, but I don't have a friend named Ben.
Actually, if Jessica makes it to the merch, she would be a good choice because she's just going to ride coattails to the end and get a bunch of points for not getting voted out.
Anyway, we're all keeping who we got, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I would at playoutcast.com. On the left says fantasy rules. Click on that.
Eventually, I will learn the rules. I always am surprised whenever I get points. I don't know. I don't know how things work. As I said, I am a sleepy boy. And it's past 9 o'clock, so... Unless there's... Oh, there was one more thing that I was going to mention about this episode that I really liked. The reward challenge. It was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And a bag of chips. That was really cool, I thought. Oh. I honestly can't say why, but I was like... I was more invested in that reward than I was in... Like, if they had like, a barbecue or something, I'd be like, all right, that sounds good, whatever. But the fact that it was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I thought that was really cool for some reason.
Oh, Jeff always offends me when there's a food reward, because he uncovers it and then goes, look at this, you guys want this? And then he walks away from it. I'm like, what do you, just put the damn blanket back on top of it. What's wrong with you?
No, man. Got an inspired drive.
There's going to be bugs on it. There's the bread's going to get stale really goddamn fast because it's hot out there.
They don't care.
Yeah, but it's humid, so the bread's not going to lose its moistness.
Yeah.
No, that's no.
Humidity is a thing. It's not going to last more than
like 10 minutes after that thing anyway.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
You don't want it to be stale when you get it.
We're good.
I don't think they care.
Brandon, you got something you want to say before we go?
I don't like stale bread.
I don't like snakes.
Today's Abby Maria Gomez quote of the week is, I've been surviving on beans and sandy coconuts for the last 26 days, so today I literally feel like a princess, a queen.
What the
Okay.
What are you talking about?
She's my Abby? Favorite Survivor player, apparently.
All right, we are
apparently,
good.
You don't even know.
I'm calling an end to this one. All right, we will see you guys next week then. No, it's not yet Halloween. We're fine. We will see you guys next week in that case. That's it for now. We love you all. That warm, fuzzy feeling you feel behind us, that's us embracing you across time and space. Yes. That warm kiss on your forehead. Good night.
Warm, fuzzy feeling behind us is us.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.